So the whole idea of this convenience EP, I wrote a couple of songs that I was playing live and was really happy with. One of them was called Corner Store, and the second one was called Give Me Convenience. And those basically were songs that I was using live and I was ready to put out on an album. But instead of doing an album, I thought I would do a single. But of course, like I said, a single becomes an EP, and an EP is 9 songs. What this album is basically, or what this record is those 2 songs and then a bunch of songs I wrote at the time to fill out and make it a full EP. So let's start with the first song, Corner Store, a beat I made and was really happy with these big sample drums, a pretty simple musical bit with this guitar that I sampled and then pitch shifted up and sampled again. So the riff is kind of something I made with just 1 guitar strum. And then I played some bass, I did some singing, the whole bit. Musically, it's okay. I think the drums are pretty dope. I think that the music is okay. I do think that the song was well written and is an interesting concept. So let's have a listen. This is the first song on the Convenience EP called Corner Store.
In my building at all, I look away if I run into them in the hall. I pay my rent by debit to an agency overseas, and I never spend my money at the neighborhood grocery. I work in an office on the other side of town. Every day I drive my car and never sacrifice the sound of my stereo system. The single occupant rocking it, left foot 2 hours round trip. Never heard of public transit. When it's time to fill up, you could bet that I'm paying at the pump on credit. Set it straight, get it now. Never wait, my generation right online. And filmed entirely on location. And as always, sedation is encouraged. If you haven't had a hit, then I guess you're malnourished. Be a tourist in your own town and rediscover the fun of downtown. Made to look like the suburbs, another great feature that we're proud to present. Televisions everywhere, never lacking entertainment. And don't mind while we triple the rent and convince you to subscribe to a brand new containment. Sometimes I think I must have been cloned. Never spend a single dollar in a store that's locally owned. And nobody owns, we just rent. Cause we can't afford a house, so we're stuck in an apartment. I went down to the corner store to get myself a soda, and it was locked up. I will not shop a certain way to satisfy your quota. I won't be locked up. I went down to the corner store to get myself a soda, and it was locked up. I will not act a certain way to satisfy your quota. As a kid, I used to go to the store for candy in my neighborhood. Used to count on my pennies and save up for some bubble gum. A bottle of soda, look under the cap for a free one and take that bottle back for the deposit. Back when they were made of glass, I would visit after school or if I didn't have a class. And the owner worked every day behind the counter and he would never be rich. But he did it for the power to make his own decisions and support his family. I think his daughter was 1 or 2 grades ahead of me, and he would close up the shop to coach in the Little League. And when you went to a store, you helped your community. But lo and behold, there's a new tide economic. It's called the franchise, some side say demonic. This new religion is brand recognition. The consumer views the independent business with suspicion. So the store went under and the owner split with his wife and lived life a loner. Working for a company for minimum wage. He rents an apartment anyways to get paid. Sometimes I think I must have been cloned. Never spend a single dollar in a store that's locally owned. And nobody owns, we just rent. Cause we can't afford a house, so we're stuck in an apartment. I went down to the corner store to get myself a soda, and it was locked up. I will not shop a certain way to satisfy your quota. I won't be locked up. I went down to the corner store to get myself a soda, and it was locked up. I will not act a certain way to satisfy your quota.
wonder if the version on the vinyl is this long. That song's called Corner Store. I loved that song at the time. I wanted to do a video for it, and I took a bunch of pictures of corner stores around Vancouver, because at this time I lived in Vancouver. And so I really wanted to do something about corner stores. And really, the song is about the death of the corner store. You could walk around Vancouver and see all these former stores that are now houses, or they're just, sometimes they turn them into flower shops or something else. But the traditional corner store where you go in and buy a bottle of Coke, it's pretty much gone as far as being in the neighborhood. There's still bodegas and things like that. And there's still, of course, 7-Eleven. I guess I'm a little romantic about things like that. The cover is EP Convenience Store. So when I had the idea of the Convenience EP, Tyler said that there's a place on Ellis near where he was living in Winnipeg called EP Convenience. So we had to use that. So I believe he took the photograph of EP Convenience Store, sent it to me. I think that's how it went. And then we edited it because it was a Pepsi sign. We took the Pepsi logo off. So it just says EP Convenience Store. So that was how the cover went. So I always intended for this to be on vinyl. So again, I had the two songs that were the cornerstone of the vinyl, which were Corner Store and then the song Give Me Convenience. So Give Me Convenience is the second song on the record. A song I put together. It's kind of funny. It's like I had this drum beat. I don't know who found it, whether I found it or Honeycutt found it. It might have been Honeycutt. When I moved to Vancouver, I met Moves. I met Bird. And they put me on. Also, when I went to visit 6-2 in Halifax and Rich in Halifax, Pip was in Halifax, they really put me on to breaks and finding records. And they'd be like, oh, you got this record? You got this record? So at some point, someone said, this Wings record, or Paul McCartney record. I think it's a Wings record that has this really dope drum beat. It's been used elsewhere, but when I found it, or when I was put onto it, I looped it up. And then I had this other record, which I can't remember the name of, Buddy Montgomery maybe. He's a bass player, and there's this crazy bass, and I was able to really chop up this bass that he was playing to make this bass line for Give Me Convenience. So having that drum beat and the bass line really was the backbone of this song. Of course, the term Give Me Convenience and Give Me Death, that's a take on one of my favorite bands of all time, Dead Kennedys. And it's funny because the Dead Kennedys purists would be like, Give Me Convenience was just a compilation, basically a compilation that came out, I think, after they'd already broken up the first time, or broken up, period. But because I was introduced to Dead Kennedys with that record, that's the record, right? That's the record that's burned in my brain forever. So when I hear Give Me Convenience and Give Me Death, I am, you know, that's the first record I think of with Dead Kennedys. And it was a huge influence on me and my style of writing. Let's check this song out. This song's called Give Me Convenience.
I want free samples, free parking, extended hours shopping, a discount and a smile just for stopping by. Never pay sticker price, get it through your thick skull. I'll tell you what I want, but we'll never tell you twice. I expect a store clerk to be at my beck and call. Got a good mind to haul ass and never come back to this mall. There's 20 more in this community, all better. I might do the ultimate and write your manager a letter describing how you let me down. I'm so disappointed. First appoint myself to public service and report you to the Better Business Bureau. I hate to play the hero, but convenience is a right. I think it's in the Constitution as a 711th Amendment. Or maybe it's a commandment. God wouldn't want me to wait more than 5 minutes in line or walk 1,000 miles to find what should be on every corner. When I enter your store, I should be greeted by a senior. Or service is a crime more than a misdemeanor. When a melon-headed teenager starts telling me the wrong aisle for the sporting goods, it should be a felony. So give me convenience or give me death. It's a right that I'll fight for till I've had my last breath. Or they pry my cold hands from around the credit card. But it's hard to find good help these days. So give me convenience or give me death. It's a right that I'll fight for till I've had my last breath. Or they pry my cold hands from around the credit card. But it's hard to find good help these days. Is money. Were truer words words ever spoken.
I gotta be running because I gotta keep my eye on the economy and pick up the kids before three.
That's me
sitting right out front in my SUV,
and I'll be on the phone with my broker opening a new account in my portfolio.
It's a whole new way to invest,
and I guess it's a whole new way of life for you to detest.
Call my daughter on her cell,
tell her that I'm sitting out front.
Been communicating better ever since call waiting,
but I'm late for a meeting
and it's grating on my nerves.
And you think she'd be grateful
that I'm at her service.
I take her through the drive-thru so we can dine before dropping her off.
I'm glad we could spend this quality time.
Now I turn on a dime on my Michelin's, back to the office again.
Flirt with my secretary on my way to the boardroom.
Budget cuts and layoffs, time to lower the boom.
It's a recession, but I'm unaffected.
Just bought a cabin, it's a cold world, so I take what I can grab in a minute.
Make that a lifetime.
If it ain't nailed down, then it's my right mind.
So give me convenience or give me death.
I want it all till there ain't nothing left.
You know, you know.
Is kind of interesting about this EP, which I haven't looked at the vinyl. Like I have it on vinyl somewhere. I did press this on vinyl. I sold out of it, so I've only had one copy left for years and years and years. But I'm just looking now at the digital master for the vinyl, and I put all these breaks on it. So I put the corner store break, I put Give Me Convenience break, and then I put these other breaks, Can't Get There break, Chest break, daily grind break, and next day break. So these were all beats that I had queued up for Disenfranchised. I completely forgot I did those breaks, and I never did anything with them. There's a track called Chest Break, the song I had called Chess, which was supposed to be on Disenfranchised, and I wrote it from the point of view of a chess master. It's this kind of ill beat. It's a dope beat. The song was okay, but the beat was dope, and so I had forgot that I put the break on the vinyl. It's crazy. Okay, let's get back to the release here. Convenience EP, so I mentioned we did the two songs, and then I had all these other songs. So there's a song called You Wish, It's All Right. There's a song called I'm the System. So on the Ethics EP, I had a song called I'm the Original, and I spelled it OM like A-H-M, just, I don't know. So then I wrote this song called I'm the System, and I did OM, A-H-M again. Like, it's a sequel, but it's not, because it's a completely different subject matter. I thought it was a really well-written song, this I'm the System. Kind of like it's from the point of view of the system, and I think it's really well-written. I'm not going to play it today, but if you want to listen to something else from this, check out I'm the System. I think it's kind of clever. Then there's a song called 24 Hours featuring Bird of Prey. Probably the first song I ever did with Bird of Prey. Bird did do songs with, I believe, Joe before that, but I don't know if he and I did a song together. So that was our first song together. I gotta say, Bird is amazing on it, as he always is, but he totally nailed the concept of this 24 hours convenience store thing. I don't think I did. I thought I was actually not great on that track at all. The next track I'm going to play, I think, is a strong track for myself and the guest, Pipskid. And this is a song that we played live quite a bit. It worked well for us. A lot of fun to play. And it samples one of the first things I ever recorded. I'll get into it. Why don't we listen to the song and I'll get into what it samples after. But here is 625 at the First Window featuring Pipskid. This is Macaro featuring Pipskid.
Burger.
Make me one.
I want a large fry.
Make me one.
How long does it take for you to make
me one?
I'm dining on grease and collecting a game piece. It's minutes for a full meal where wonders never cease. And it only costs $5. Almost enough for an hour of labor by the guy behind the counter. What could be simpler than a smile and a backlit menu? Anywhere in the world, an identical venue. And they go through the greatest of pains to make certain that the food is all
always tasting the same. It's Arby's versus Wendy's, Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King, the world versus Disney. Back in the 50s, they all made history by taking pride out of the picture in the food that you served me. Dehumanized the worker in the name of efficiency. A vision of the revolution by Ray Kroc. Talks a good game, but does he walk it? 100 billion customers later, seems he's got it worked out. Buy his book, proceed to worship and spawn clones that can't see the trees for the forest. I don't know what bothers me more, the original or the imitators by the score. The decision that man makes to alter the landscape. Drive down the highway and it all looks so damn fake. The outskirts of Chicago look the same as Seattle. If this trend continues, then we'll never have to travel. Why bother when every city offers the same thing? We knew it was coming, but now we can't stop the changing. Explaining this to you and I, who support them every time that we go through the drive-thru. I want a milkshake,
make me one.
I want a cheeseburger,
make me one.
I want a large fry,
make me one.
How long does it take for you to make me one?
I like a milkshake and large fry.
It's a Big Mac with large fries. Forget about the tip. Get that food before Jesus gets back. Without the lip, you dipshit. Let's make it quick and have a race while we eat. Can't believe you're not embarrassed when you walk down the street. Retarded meat in that paper bag you proudly hold. By the time you get home, I hope your fries get cold. We're open late at 4 a.m. A 30-second guarantee. Any longer, argue with the manager and get a free. BK's got the guy from a different world eating a Whopper. Pepsi's got Wyclef and MC Hammer saying proper in the studio. Clef couldn't hit the mix till he sipped his pop. Eating a Frosty, watching the Star Channel to get off. Lit off a couple rounds up in the nearest McDicks. Trying to hit the ketchup pump, straw dispensers on the Fritz. Timbits stuck in throat and it was written on your grave. Complain about the service, you've been cursed by a slave. They've taken the deep fryer and they're coming for the deal. Horfin down a registered trademark in Brazil. Hold the deal, pickle, onion, and I'm right at home. The nutritional equivalent of poison and packing foam. These are the drug dealers pushing at our kids with junk. Riding around with a dead clown's body in the trunk. Labor animals, pollution, health that makes me bitter. Pat Skeen will say, follow the litter.
Okay, 6:25 at the first window. That's McEnroe featuring Pipskid. A couple things. Let's just... First, my verse. Really like my verse. Part of what I say there at the end of my verse is kind of like, the outskirts of Chicago look the same as Seattle. If this trend continues, we'll never have to travel. I think I really did... Maybe it was obvious, but I think I hit on something there where I'm like, if all of these big companies are just going to consolidate and open in every city... Every city is going to look the same. As someone who used to be just like a shopper where I wanted to go look for records, I wanted to go look for gear, I want the fresh fly clothes. And it's like all these franchises are just in all these cities. And yeah, why would you go to Chicago when it's the same as Seattle, which is the same as New York, which is the same as LA? The variety, at least in terms of, like I said, consumerism has reduced. Okay, that's what I got to say about that. I thought Pip's verse was really dope on this. A lot of great lines. The last line, follow the litter. The follow the leader reference, Eric B. and Rakim. Lots of good stuff. Okay, so this song, 6:25 at the first window, samples Rod and Tyler's I Don't Care tape. So back in high school, Tyler borrowed a guitar from somebody. Probably when we were in grade 10, I'm going to say. And what we did was we recorded... a demo of him playing guitar and me singing Sugar Sugar by the Archies, even though we didn't know the lyrics. Terrible. It was absolutely awful. We tried to do these other songs. They were awful, like just with a tape deck and a guitar, and that's it. It was just hideous. Terrible, terrible, terrible. However, then we took a ghetto blaster, went in the car, and went to the drive-thru and did this whole thing where we're playing guitar... a little acoustic guitar and ordering at the drive-thru. We make these tapes and we copy over Tyler's brother's entire tape collection with Rod and Tyler, I Don't Cares, with custom covers, like change every single cover. Like if it was like Deep Purple, we would change the cover to say Rod and Tyler. And we sold them to our friends for a dollar each. So we liquidated Tyler's brother's tape collection for a dollar each. So, you know, like 10% of its value. Took the money and, I don't know, went to McDonald's and bought food or whatever we did. We went to a concert or something. And so anyway, that tape floated around through our high school, Neyland High School in Brandon, for years. Before we got into actually making music, we had these other bands called Post Office. Then we started Farm Fresh. But that song samples the first thing we did recording-wise, which was from Rod and Tyler, I Don't Care. Okay, good song. What else is on this EP? Well, you got another song called Same Old Faces featuring John Smith. Good song. I thought Joe was really good on this. I feel like I was just kind of deadlining this record when I listened to it over, where it's like, you know, there's a few songs that were well written and there's a few where I'm just trying to get it, the songs done. And then the next song is called Forged featuring Josh Martinez. Let's have a listen to this. So for a little while, I was working with Josh Martinez because I moved to Vancouver. He was around. Bird was around. DJ Moose was around. Rec was around. We were hanging out. You know, all my Winnipeg homies were in Winnipeg. So I was out here trying to make new friends in the rap scene. And those guys were guys that I gravitated towards because they were, you know, we had a lot of mutual acquaintances. We liked each other's music. And so I started working a little bit with Josh Martinez, and we'll get a little bit more into that relationship when we do Factory Seconds. But let's check this track out. It's called Forged.
You know, I've made things with clay and been covered with mud. I've seen men do miracles, hands covered in blood. I've covered it much and been subjected to flood. I've been forged in fire and rejected as a dust. We lead the charge of the light brigade and sack the old city. I'm too young to be a justice, stuck in sudden self-pity. Everybody gets down, I was sunken, feared and shitty. Decisions made, regretted, get vetoed by committee. I've sworn of milk and tofu, I eat meat and potatoes. And I'm into anarchism, feminism, and landscaping. Man, our mission is the system and our times are wasting. Just picking up the pieces and stick it up for feces. I don't always want to get shit on, shower and shave. And find out fast the last thing I am is brave. I killed a lot of time watching cable lately. The art of conversation interferes with cheers. You can't make it. You make anyone do what they don't wanna. When apathy is in the medium is marijuana. Each one teach one, but never trust the preacher. Love won't smoke dope, so reach for the reefer. Why does every channel serve up a different sermon? I know I prefer my pulpit in the sewer with the vermin.
I once went to church, now I choose the Godfather on DVD trilogy as the source of my divinity. And pass by the Pope and look to a Coppola to cope with the end of the rope type thing. I bring a critical view to the pew, cause too much starts up as fiction like the Taming of the Shrew and then gets misconstrued. So I snuck out of midnight mass at the risk of being rude, because the words were nonsense, the pacing unbearable. So I don't drive on Sunday cause the traffic is terrible. I've got plenty of confidence, I don't need a leader. If you wonder what I worship, then it's at the movie theater, admiring the off-color humor of the Coen brothers, loving Hitchcock, Scorsese, Kubrick, and many others. My devotion is deep, like Michael's disappointment in Fredo, and my mind's manipulated like Plato, but not by a pastor or minister. I manipulate the fast forward as a method of confession, addressing the sins of past years, attempted to cleanse like an invention of Louis Pasteur's.
You know, I've made things with clay and been covered with mud. I've seen men miracles, hands covered in blood. I've covered it much and been subjected to flood. I've been forged in fire and rejected as a dud.
Right, that's Forge. That's Mac and Roll featuring Josh Martinez. A couple funny things. Working with Josh Martinez, a.k.a. Matt Kimber, love the guy. Great guy. Just a different kind of mindset. He was a much more of a hustler as far as music. So, for example, if he had a track on your record, next thing you know, the track would be on his record, especially if you did mixtapes or whatever. And it wasn't, it was just kind of weird for us because we were kind of like, if I do a track on your record, then the track's on your record. And because he was really working it, he was touring a lot. He got in with the Anticon people, he was touring with them, he was doing a lot and kind of getting a name out there. So it was good. But for me, it was a little bit like, it was a little odd. And what was funny was we did this track Forged, and I believe what happened was he gave me these bits, these snippets he came in and recorded, and I ended up kind of just putting them all in a row and then doing my verse in a row, which was not how he recorded it and what the original tension was. So it was a little bit of a Frankenstein song where I was never really quite sure what I was doing with it. And the funny thing was is that I didn't put this song on the vinyl, which I think pissed him off. I believe he emailed me back in the day saying, like, why is every song on the vinyl except the song I'm on? And ultimately my answer was because it's the song I like the least. But in retrospect, one, it was probably not a smart idea because he had the biggest name out of anybody that was on the record. He was much more known than I was, or Bird or Joe or Pip. But also, I think that's actually a good song, and I think that I just got it wrong in that, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of my own verse on that song, but it's as good or better than my verse on 24 Hours with Bird. It's better than my verse on the song with Joe, and I think that beat is pretty dope, actually. So that's the song Forged, which, like I said, I kind of screwed up and didn't put on the vinyl, even though I put all these weird breaks that I never used. I don't know what I was, you know, sometimes I wonder, I was trying to be so smart with vinyl, you know, strategize of what's going to go on and put these breaks on, and then my plans would change and I'm just wasting precious minutes on the vinyl with breaks that no one played and no one used, whereas I leave a song like that off and piss off somebody I'm working with, Josh Martinez. Yeah, you know, I had a bit of an ego back then. I mean, I still do. I'm not going to say that I don't have confidence in what I do or my own decision making. Like, you got to stay in this business and stay as a musician. But yeah, I had some thoughts, some attitude at times, and maybe could have been a little more open to other people's ideas, I think. But anyway, that is the Convenience EP. So, and the last song that's on the Convenience EP is a song called Safety in Numbers. I don't think that's on the vinyl either. It was a remake of a song that I did around the time of the Ethics EP. Actually, when I first got a Mac at home, so this is like 98, I made this song, Safety in Numbers, really liked it, but never put it out. And so I ended up remaking the song for the Convenience EP 4 years later, rewrote it a little bit and tightened up the production. Yeah, I mean, it's a good song, I guess. It kind of has a Mobb Deep sound. The beat is a very hard kind of like, I think it's quite influenced by the Mobb Deep, you know, Havoc production style. But it's a good enough song. I really like the original, which I have a demo of, a tape of, and that newer version on the Convenience EP I like, but it didn't hit as much. Probably waited too long to put it out. That is the EP. So next week we're talking again to Pip to talk about Money Matters, which is the first 7-inch that Peanuts Corn put out of our 7-inch series, our short-lived 2-record 7-inch series. So that's Pip's Kid, Money Matters, a really fun 4-song EP. I hope he talked a lot because, you know, the EP itself is only 10 minutes long and I've got a 30-minute episode, so we're going to have to talk about those songs quite a bit. But I can tell you, Pip already sent me the audio. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but that's exciting. So that's going to be a fun week and we will talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening. Good night. What's going on, everybody? This is Big McEnroe, a.k.a. Rod Bailey. This is the Peanuts and Corn 30th Anniversary Podcast. This is episode 37. We are talking about the 22nd release in the history of Peanuts and Corn Records. The album is called Hip Hop Wieners, All Beef, No Chicken. Hip Hop Wieners were Pip Skid and John Smith, aka Bazooka Joe 204. This record came out in October of 2002. It was a really fun record to make, but it has a bit of a weird history. This is going to be a jam-packed episode. I got a ton of audio from Pip. I got a ton of audio from Joe. I got my own thoughts. I've got great tracks to play. We have to get into it. We cannot waste time. Okay, so let me start with Joe describing the Hip Hop Wieners project. Let's go.
Hip Hop Wieners, you know, the idea was born out of Pippi and I at the Wax Museum. We found Cash Money Millionaire's double LP, all instrumentals, Manny Fresh instrumentals. We're having a bit of a party at Wax Museum. Freestyled over these Manny Fresh instrumentals for hours. That was kind of the genesis of the Wieners. The writing process was pretty fun. My partner and I at the time were in Victoria house sitting for a couple months prior to recording. Pip came out and joined us, and we were inspired by Jägermeister and grapefruit juice cocktails and the Super Bowl of competitive eating. This eating contest in which thousands of pounds of the food they were going to eat would be dumped from a vat in the ceiling to the ground. It was impactful enough to get a shout out in the liner notes.
Okay, let me now jump to Pip. Pip also has his thoughts on what the Hip Hop Wieners were and why they were formed. I think it's important to hear both, because when we hear the first song, you need to listen to my attempt to satisfy what these guys were trying to do.
Okay, Hip Hop Wieners. What can I say about Hip Hop Wieners? Ugh. Well, I believe that Hip Hop Wieners started when Joe was working at Wax Museum. I'd hang out there with Joe a lot. And we freestyled over the Manny Fresh Cash Money instrumental vinyl for hours and hours and hours. We wore that thing out, eventually probably taking it on tour with us. I think initially wanted to make something different. I don't think we did particularly. It still sounds a lot like a PNC record. I mean, at the time I was discovering a lot of West Coast and Southern rap music that I'd missed because I was so East Coast focused. Definitely turned my nose up on West Coast stuff. West Coast and Southern rap was also, I think, a lot harder to get up in Canada. It was a whole new genre of rap that I'd missed that was really good, but also, and I think it was me turning and just being uninterested in a lot of the underground rap that was happening at the time. And Hip Hop Wieners definitely came out of that. I mean, I imagine we were probably bugging McEnroe to start using drum machines and make us something similar that, you know, we definitely wanted Rob to just make us Manny Fresh beats. And I'm sure he was annoyed by that.
Okay, so this is the key point behind the Hip Hop Wieners. Pip, Joe, who were in the same crew but weren't in a group together, formed this group out of love for Manny Fresh beats. They would play certain songs when we'd go on tour over Manny Fresh beats and have this just totally different vibe. And ultimately, as the producer for the label, I was the one who was supposed to try to make beats to make them happy. But I could not make Manny Fresh beats. I wasn't a Manny Fresh fan. I wasn't at that time listening to pretty much anything besides maybe a little bit of Outkast from the South. Wasn't really listening to much West Coast unless it was underground. I just wasn't in the right place. But I did give it a go. I did try to make something that would satisfy that. And so here is my attempt at making a beat that, you know, was supposed to be hype enough to make them happy and to substitute for Manny Fresh. This is the McEnroe version of Manny Fresh. So let's listen to the track that was supposed to satisfy that. This song is called Run and Hide. It features Bird of Prey. It's a good song, but it's in that world where I'm still sampling. I'm trying to sound like something that's not in my wheelhouse. And I don't think we ever got to where we wanted to go in terms of making the hype shit that these guys were trying to do. But let's check it out. This is Run and Hide, Hip Hop Wieners featuring Bird of Prey.
Over here. Over here. Over here. Yeah. Y'all want to dance? Dance!
Winnipeg, where my dogs are. Goddamn. Smoking pot in my room is like Amsterdam. Honey ham. Yeah, you could say that shit smoked. And I ain't talking hickory, baby. You getting choked. Break a bread in my cougar boots. You lose your head. Kokomo with the Beach Boys. The fuck club, man. No tripping off the shiznit. This wallet, it holds a deuce.
hamburger helper, and a six pack of moose. All the hot shit highlighted in the TV guide. Car phone with speed dial, charging up in my ride. Pips get all access. I don't mingle with the crowd in the can. Getting hammered, kick the drum machine loud. We big ballin' what? Cause this block is hot. Foundation to keep my sips. We show them before they pop. Big Jesus peace to keep all your fools shitting. Be like, no, 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 no.
Into some zigzags, a big mug with OJ ice and yak. Woo! A bag of all the chips, barbecue, that's my shit. Pause a Dreamcast, cause I ain't about to miss my hit. What's up? We wildin' cause we got four joysticks. That's right, big ballin' and it make the homeboy sick. That's tight, then I'ma head into the pub and get drunk.
Say what?
Then I'ma roll to the club and get crunk.
Say what?
Then I'ma smile the girls and call guys punks. You heard John Smith, aka Joey Jeremiah.
Word.
I'm down with pariahs, thugs, and herbs. Topless waitresses, sex trade workers, and nerds. So, whoa, 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 chemo sabe. Don't mind me when I'm groggy up in Avenue's lobby. Yeah. Or I'm liable to get sick, make it a biohazard. That's why you shouldn't start shit with the break bread bastards.
Night on the flip side, put them up if they're your hands, put them back if it's a six pack. You're broken in me, you need to fix that. Hunger pangs are the worst form of stomach upset. Some get up in an outrageous hour for overtime. Too many years were made you sour, and it's over now. Like 112, still at it after the sun fell. I'm unhinged, about to fall out like gun shells. Run with an assortment, we feel like we're orphans or stepchildren. Not invited to family portraits, too dirty to do dirt. Do more damage to your advantage. Motherfucker, I'm more managed. Hardcore candid, broadcast with poor standards. East Vandal, St. John, the North Sandwich. No tour manager on the road, the pure panic. Take him to war, flying the peanuts and corn banner.
Forget about it, I'm never sampling again. It's all about the synth shit, baby.
Whoa, whoa.
So when you hear a verse and then you hear me being the hype man, which is just, it's basically bizarre. It's like, it's not my character to ever do that. I'm just trying to be a good producer for these guys making this beat that I probably wasn't feeling that much. A lot of, you know, synth bass line, chopped up drums, but not really to the level of what they were looking for. Screaming after each verse. Very strange. I do like the song. I like the song, but it, you know, I'm just not sure. I think it's an interesting kind of thing if you're looking at this label and the style of production we do, and then it's like, oh, trying to do something we weren't in our comfort zone. It wasn't an evolution. It was trying to be a revolution. Didn't really work, which Pip says in his thing, where it's like, we're trying to make something different, and we did not really make something different. Like, that's as different as it got. And then we did a lot of kind of regular Peanuts and Corn style stuff. Let's talk about a track that did very well for this record, which is called Brains and Brawn. This is the John Smith solo track. So what happened was, he had this track, he wrote it. He played it live kind of over a breakbeat for a while, and then we kind of built a track for him. Joe sent me this clip almost a year ago when I started the podcast, because he didn't really understand the format of the podcast. So he recorded this. He recorded 10 minutes about Brains and Brawn, which we don't have time to air all of. So I'm going to do this little edit. Here is Joe talking about Brains and Brawn, and then we'll go right into Brains and Brawn.
John Smith dropped the J and it's on, along with Break Bread off of Peanuts and Corn. Maybe the most clever thing I've ever committed to record. Certainly the catchiest thing I've ever put on a record, I think, if I'm judging by people's reactions to it. And so I bring it to Honeycutt. Honeycutt and I figure out a break that works for it. And the way we would play it is Honeycutt would just extend the breaks live for the entirety of my rapping. And Winnipeg at this time was really, really lively.
when it came to playing shows. And so I probably played Brains and Brawn for a year before the Hip Hop Wieners album comes out. And we play so often that even though you can't go home and listen to this song because it hasn't come out yet, people memorize the hook when I'm playing it live. People are rapping the hook along with me, which is an incredible feeling. Roddy's version of Brains and Brawn, I feel like, was maybe a little bit sunnier and a little bit bouncier than the version that Tyler and I did live. Nevertheless, both versions resonate with people. The first time I meet DJ Moves, for instance, Moves, you know, shakes my hand and says, John Smith, drop the J and it's on.
You wanna grumble, file a grievance with me in the flesh, believing it's some sort of achievement, dissing me on the net? Shit, I'm a rapper who stalks a red river, working on a dead liver, often snapping, got him clapping when I give her. I opt out of running after I rocked out. Through my own town for 2 years, I got clout. What these jerks talk about and how many of them talking can't be smirched. The pure dopeness of my walk, man. Go ahead, put your best fact checker on my track record. My past checkered, lacquer and alabaster, trying to outlast ever the outcast. Weather the storm, the trauma tore the tow line that tethered into the norm. Metal with the reborn, baby entrepreneur. Less lyrical, more like literature. Hunting for the dope score, something bumping to back my poor folklore. Yo, golden raps pocketed in the smoke store, rolling back watches and the roaches spoke for. I call dibs, but I never get shotgun. Bullshitting is dirt cheap, and I've been known to drop tons. I'm a dump truck, a hot one for all you sucker ducks who think the way I fuck it up is dumb luck. I have come unstuck, and I'm gaining momentum in my conversational picture painting invention. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm. Beef will unleash the evil of the brains and brawn. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm. Beef will unleash the evil of the brains and brawn. Yo, you've been forewarned about the brains and brawn. The stepping razor ain't afraid to play, so game on, get your lame on. I got my game face on, set the pace of the race and maintain it for the duration. I'm nonchalant during my victory lap. Don't wanna flaunt, but they're giving me dap. I know my history, so symmetry and rap is what I practice. So dissed MCs on my blacklist. You'd only look right past the lattice that tricks my halves into difference. You're on the side of madness, longingly gazing at the vulnerable Smith revealed in my songs of sadness. The hapless brazenly assume that I never established myself as the baddest. But when it comes to battles, who's rolling up the cabbage? And I never wanna lose it like a bad habit. Some cash to be won. One fucking A, I'll take a stab at it. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm. Beef will unleash the evil of the brains and brawn. I'm John Smith, drop the J and it's on, along with break bread off of peanuts and corn. Best believe it's the norm for the people to swarm. Beef will unleash the evil of the brains and brawn.
No man, the girl is dissing me.
Dissing you. Dissing me too.
About as much as a maybe. I write a verse and if it gets recorded, yo, that's crazy. I'm hasty to set straight those who relate me with the flaky hip-hop come lately. I'm dirtier than scabies, living in a not-so-spacey townhouse with my mom and her 5 babies. I'm John Wayne Gacy. Take my art from this town to that town. Mostly paintings of faint smiles on sad clowns. Eerily enhanced by my disturbing details and backgrounds. It sucks when your appetite for self-destruction has you ripe for reduction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And not the big ball and shot calling wall of game. It's like picking a scab, I can't leave well enough alone. Kicking raps till I'm expelled like shells from chrome.
Great cut, that one, the Digital Underground cut. That song is Brains and Brawn. That was a live staple, really fun track. That beat is a very straightforward beat, break beat, and then the sample that I used, the guitar part, and then the more expansive part with the vibes. I want to get back to a couple things. Let's listen to Pip talking a little bit more about the record and the cuts on the record. Then we're going to get into a posse cut. We talked on this podcast about what is the best posse cut of all time on Peanuts and Corn. I think we have said the candidates were 8 bars each from the Park Lake Setting record. We had Butcher's Bill from the Gruff record. Here's another candidate coming up. So let's listen to Pip, and then we're going to hear a track called Studio Time. Studio Time is pretty cool because it features the Goods, both Gordsky, the DJ for the Goods, and Noah, the rapper for the Goods, both on the record. So that's pretty exciting. And to me, Gordsky crushes this track. So let's listen to Pip, and then we'll go right into Studio Time.
Another thought, I mean, when Honeycutt made the cover and he was photoshopping, I mean, I really liked the cover, except for the photo he used of me. I still hate it. He, of course, had to pick the worst photo of me. I'm sure you guys thought that was fucking hilarious because I've never taken myself too seriously. I just let it go, but asshole move. Speaking of Honeycutt, I think he did all the cuts. Maybe Gordsky did some, but I don't think so. Anyway, a lot of good scratching on this record, which anytime I make a record, for me, that's really important. I often will help find those things, or probably one of my best contributions to this record was the Stetsasonic on Fire sample for Studio Time. The took a little time, wrote a little rhyme, because I for sure had just found the Stetsasonic on Fire cassette. That was a record that I missed, the first Stetsasonic record, so that one has stuck out to me.
Pieces playing the rubble, less trouble to just say than make HHW hip-hop wieners. The nastiest shit in plastic, built from the ground up and packaged with the graphic. Served at the counter for the smack lips to snap into. Wrap with the sinners, every meal could be the last dinner. Get retarded with my martyr starter kit. Go farther, there's a market for the shit. I should be flogging. It's got cyanide mitts, cement shoes for swimming. Two different lengths of wood, one says Henry. What's within's good for girls and boys, so enjoy all beef, no chicken.
White guys that wear their hats backwards annoy me. The only exception to this pet peeve is Gordsky, you bore me. Bet you haven't shit in 4 days. Come on, y'all, get with the new dance craze. Call up the fermented, huddle up like a shrimp. Now your right leg was beaten by a cop, so you limp, look scorned, and throw your fist in the air. Other hand stressfully gets ran through your hair. A bit of the running man in a nervous shake. Don't trust the DJ like he's on the take. Do it for hours until you smell like a cast, and tell buddy he's dead when you get your gym pass.
We walk around half the time with our fly open, so cool with eye opening rhymes that pry open a duel between people that hate me and I hate people. But lately I stay calm for the sake of their safety. I burn like Kevin Spacey and watch him obsess over some beauty on the tube like this American race. I case in case react like claustrophobia, then throw my hands up in the sky, swinging wildly, cause I know I'm sick of the side order of bullshit and prizes, just sex, lies, and videotape. Those sly snakes, our attitude emulates a mallet in full swing, and we'll stay persistent swinging till it breaks the balance.
Not gonna sit and do something stupid like saying let's fight till we do something conventional tonight. I'd be more likely to stand on my head and think of something better instead to say, or stay in bed today thinking about my first meal like it takes no real life. Licking a battery unflattering, I don't feel like falling in the familiar. Fuck what the fiends found, fight everyone in town and claim that it's my scene sound, right? So long as I have fun. Every time I see Ricky J, I wanna give that guy a collapse bump, like ready to cry. I hope you drown. Tears are just eyebrow grease when I hold you upside down.
Well, how do you suppose that the pros are free to probe? You won't give me your ear, cause I'll bite off the whole lobe. Like I can't control myself, a slobbering idiot. My mouth's a lethal weapon and the internet's my guinea pig. Skinny legs and bulging eyes, I'm looking for what's human. Behind all the fleshy talk, it's sex, rock, and constant feuding. Fueling the fire, a higher altitude to see. The twins reduced to rubble and the truth shall set you free. And the youth shall accept the third world debt and go on a hot date. Out of fear that if we don't get laid, we'll have to face the police state. See, great balls of fire might fall from the sky, but it's God's flaming testicle come to smite those who cry. Well, good riddance to the infants, just get me a picture of his left night so I can go home to my wife and surprise her with guess what.
I'm gruff. That was 14 lines. We told you 12 lines. 12 lines.
I
another half wit in line at the Payless, trying to get a discount and paying by check. You can't be a badass, I'm sorry to say this. You'll never measure up to Floss and Roddy Vegas. I copied Pippi and went out and bought women's frames. You copied me when it came to rock and rap names. Cashews and carrots, what a name for an imprint. It took me half a second to mark you as a dimwit. These mark ass busters, Jay-Z is flat broke. These buster ass marks, being indie's a bad joke. But put them on the stage, that's what we'll all see. You can really rock a crowd like Stanley Spadowski.
We took a little time.
Welcome to this underground type series of connected tunnels, interlocking areas in which these rappers dwell. Posse cuts are played out.
We appear to be fly MCs.
It's a sausage party.
We're actually rabbits.
There you have it. From the crib to the tunnel, from the cradle to the bar, the nipple to the funnel, the sun'll come out. The father's screaming, what? Me and my friends are all on each other's nuts. Don't think I won't rap for the cheese. Your girl will leave you with lonely disease. Underground rap is gone with the breeze. Warm wide, you my rabbit, yo, whole ton of freeze.
Just to start this off, where's the lazy materialist? I feel duped and hoodwinked just like a crazy spiritualist. Empiricist of that which is so not hot, it's got to be got. When you stop to shop, remember to check out the moms and pops. Calm down when I see cops, but then I run down three blocks. Drop my blue and gray Reeboks, buy a soup on first half. I'm the worst case to have to burst your face with my jab. Rappers posing fanciful, undanceable, and trap. The same damn dude who treats jam like food, gonna end up caught on camera, beating up the room. People fucking with my money when they bump me on the street. Put hip hop on those wieners, honey cut, make the beat.
I make a quarter mil every 10 years, and y'all ain't got shit on me. You can cold lick the balls. Never gonna be addicted to fame. Knock your promo shot out the picture frame. What can you do to make the scene better? Kill every MC who wears a green sweater. Just ask yourself how your album's comparing when you come to the spot dressed like Malcolm McLaren. So many DJs in rave apparel wanna hang with Billy Joel and Dave Navarro. Make trip hop or rip off the meters like New Funk. Who the fuck are hip hop readers?
We took a little time.
All right, that is Studio Time. That is, let's see, that was John Smith, Pipskid, Gumshoe Strut, Yai, Gruff, McEnroe, Gordsky, Noah, Bird of Prey. A couple things. One, the beat, the original beat was made by Honeycutt. It's a Honeycutt beat. I added a little bit of the fills with the organ and stuff like that. It's a Honeycutt beat. I think Honeycutt also did the cuts, the Stetsasonic cuts. Pip mentioned that he thought Honeycutt did all the cuts in the record. I don't believe that's correct. I believe Scratch Bastard did some, and Gordsky did some as well. Also, I was a jerk to Gruff. My apologies. Kind of clowning him for having too many bars. What an ass that was. My apologies, Gruff. And then Gordsky. Can we talk about Gordsky's raps? Like, his verse slays everybody. Me and my crew are all on each other's nuts. That's some good shit. Okay. So, love that track. Maybe the best Pinsigore and Potsiket of all time. I don't know. You let me know what you think, kids. Let's listen to some more Joe thoughts about sort of where they were at the time, and then Pip a little bit more as well.
We were rapidly gaining recognition around the time of Hip Hop Wieners. One thing that drove that point home for me was in Victoria, walking with my partner at the time, a couple blocks away down a hill, we see a man walking his dog. After we crossed paths with the guy, you know, he was staring at me crazy. A couple steps past each other, and he turns around and goes, "Oh my God, are you John Smith?" And it really sunk in at that moment that our audience was no longer just local. We were being recognized nationally, all the way here on the other side of the country.
On this record, I also was starting to become very suspicious of the internet. I imagine the computer keys clicking at the end of my hip-hop sloth are me. That was my idea. It was probably Rod's fingers, but my idea. I was definitely becoming very suspicious of the internet. Again, I'm a clairvoyant. Where is the internet now? It's in a very bad place, and I could see this a million years ago.
Thank you.
No one wants community, so let's split up the genre. One side does the dishes, the other retires to the sauna. Okay, everyone thinks the KRS-One is whack. You start the dishes now, and when you're finished, we'll be back. Just say my name in private, and I'ma come find you. Tap you on the opposite shoulder, let me remind you. This is the last time your disgust gets addressed. Never no more, you suck energy from my chest. Penny and Pest, Chicken Peck, Armageddon, Rap Rune. If I subscribe to all that, then there's no sense doing. And if there's no sense doing, then my life is done. Just cause a bunch of dudes stand around rapping don't make it fun. I'm a Dark Sun rider, Brother Jay is in this broth. Well, you slouching radiation, rapping the hip off. Phantom of the Goth Opera, Kwame on top of ya. Barf on your black pants, I suffer from nausea. I wear pink underneath, cause it's how I feel. All tender like veal, vocal cords ready to squeal. Bloody murder if some teenager fucks us in a review. We'll have cops in your district playing a game of Clue. You're not dealing with normality, these piercings are serious. What hides under my ponytail is dark and mysterious. It's a giant skin-colored phallic wiener.
All beef.
No chicken.
Hairy.
And skeener.
On the lips.
And I'm the asshole, balanced nutrition. Maury Povich premiered our video on Inside Edition. No one would listen to my MP3. Got so depressed. Laid out in bed all day and I couldn't get dressed. There's only so much experimenting I'm willing to take. It's like you need to have a recipe to bake that cake. Otherwise, it's just some shitty dessert that no one wants to eat. And that ain't avant-garde. It's a process that's incomplete. See, I'm not trying to be a dink. This is just how I see it. But if you can't take criticism, good riddance, so be it. If you love it, free it. And if it talks behind your back, then it definitely loves you. This world is whack. Okay, everyone that glazed Chuck D in a gold layer thought you finally had a profit, but were disappointed later. Listen, player, there's limits to positive human action. And if in my life I can accomplish just a fraction of what KRS-One or Chuck D have done, then I could die without beef, knowing my Uzi weighs a ton. The hip off sloth moves slow, but don't be tricked because it's on the down low. Well, you sleep at night, it likes to type. Don't believe the hype.
That is some very fast fake typing, I tell you. That is Hip Hop Sloth Part 2, Pipskid. Other tracks we could have played that we didn't. Poor Folk, great track. I'm actually going to play the Poor Folk remix on a bonus pod that I'm going to record this week and put out. So I'm going to play the Poor Folk remix on that. So I didn't play Poor Folk on this one, but that's a classic song. Suge Knight is a classic song. It's just so long. The Sleep at the Wheel is an amazing song on this record too. And Cologne, oh, it's called You Smell Awful. The hook goes, "Where you, the Cologne," by DJ Honeycutt. So that has some very funny lines too. If you accept that this record is just a Peanuts and Corn record with Mac and Roll production, with some Honeycutt production and good cuts and funny raps and guys having a good time and not taking themselves too seriously, it's a great record. But there is these moments where we're trying to be something we're not, like the first song I played, which was called Run and Hide. And that's when it's a little bit like, what? What's going on here? But overall, I would say that the Hip Hop Wieners was a really fun record. It did well for us. We pressed a lot of CDs and sold them. We pressed a lot of vinyl and sold them. I still do have some double vinyl. That is this episode. I want to thank Pip and Joe both for taking the time to record such good thoughts and putting them on tape. And then next week, we will be talking about another one of my solo records called The Convenience EP, the 20th release on Peanuts and Corn. So that'll be fun. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Peanuts and Corn Podcast. We will catch you next week. Peace. Good for me.
The Burt's Lock Party will be rocking downtown Winnipeg again this summer, featuring Blue Rodeo with Skydiggers, Arkells and guests July Talk, Headstones with I, Mother Earth, Tom Cochran with Streetheart and Sass Jordan, and so much more. Join the party downtown for the best outdoor concerts of the summer. Daily tickets and four-day passes on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit burtblockparty.ca. The Burt Block Party will be rocking downtown Winnipeg again this summer, featuring Blue Rodeo with Skydiggers,
Arkells and Guests July Talk, Headstones with I, Mother Earth, Tom Cochran with Street Heart and Sass Jordan, and so much more. Join the party downtown for the best outdoor concerts of the summer. Daily tickets and four-day passes on sale now with Ticketmaster. For more info, visit BurtBlockParty.ca.
All right now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM-FM. Here we are, 101.5.
Careful now. We didn't have time to insert the... So be advised. What you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
This show may contain explicit lyrics. Listener discretion is advised.
What up? It's your boy DJ Slam, a.k.a. Live Arms, a.k.a. Gouda Fresh, a.k.a. the Gravitron Don, the man born with 1,000 air horns, coming in hot from Toronto, to give a shout out to DJ Denise and the Urban Renewal Project every single Tuesday from 10 till midnight on Vancouver's Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, celebrating your Canadian hip-hop and R&B artists on Vancouver's number one locally inspired hip-hop show. DJ Denise, hit him with a goddamn air horn.
What up, Vancouver? It's your man G Wonder G Wizzle, straight out Toronto, the 6, you see me? You're now listening to the Urban Renewal Project on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, Vancouver's number one hip-hop show. Every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to midnight, Pacific Standard Time. Shout out my homegirl, DJ Denise. You already know what it is, you see me? Zin.
Jewel, that's cool. Plus, take you to school. It's the Urban Renewal Project, where they project what's best in the south of the north, plus all the way west, Vancouver and the surrounding area. Don't get perturbed in the birds. You know they're taking care of your blast. A broadcast shine a light so bright. The 10 to 12 is a delight every Tuesday night on 100.5, aka Co-op Radio. And it just don't stop. You rock on. You rock on. You rock.
Welcome back to URP Radio. I'm your host, DJ Denise, and I've got another amazing guest for you all this week. Bassi Azul is a tequila-sipping, psychedelic-crazed storyteller bringing you along for the trip sonically and visually. Bassi Azul is a Nigerian, Ghanaian, American artist and producer who is now based in Los Angeles / Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He draws his inspiration from his travels and experiences in places like England, Ghana, Nigeria, and the U.S. of A. Welcome to the show, Bassi Azul. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Great. How about you?
Ooh, I'm great. This is so amazing. Off air, we were talking about just you being in L.A. right now, chilling in the hot, hot sun, Pacific Standard Time. Yo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This is amazing. We're riding.
I just escaped the Canadian, the Toronto flood like 2 days ago.
I've been following so hard right now. They showed Drake's mansion all flooded. I was like, what's going on out east? What the hell? That's crazy.
That shit was low key like unnecessary.
I know.
Why they showed his mansion flooded? Like, come on.
And you think he'd be up on a hill?